The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others. Welcome to Dorf on Sports. Right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Gotta start out with a little bit of somber news. Dean Smith, legendary University of North Carolina coach, passes away today at age 83. But he was much more than just a coach, people. He was a man that changed and helped develop the lives of young men. And I don't think that you can say enough about a man like this, to be honest with you. To me, the accolades go way beyond the basketball floor. Just an unbelievable man and what he did for a lot of young kids. And I just I can't say enough, to be honest with you. I got to welcome in Fred Wallen in Los Angeles, California. Fred, good morning, man. How you doing? Obviously, we're starting out with some somber news, but we lost a great one today in many ways.
I want to talk about Dean Smith when we come back from this break, Andy. There's more to him that you even mentioned, and I'd love to discuss it right here on Dorf on Sports.
Absolutely. I believe we've got Jeff Rich as well hanging out with us too. So Fred Wallen, Jeff Rich, Dorfman, hopefully a lot of your thoughts and your opinions, 1-800-878-7529. Let's talk sports. Let's talk Dean Smith or anything on your mind. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Visit the majestic state of Alaska on an unforgettable tour and cruise with YMT Vacations, and for a limited time, save up to $1,000 per couple. Discover the best of Alaska, including Talkeetna, the Iditarod Sled Dog Headquarters, Denali National Park, and the Wildlife Conservation Center before your cruise. Then enjoy 7 nights on the Sun, one of Norwegian Cruise Line's modern ships, offering a freestyle concept, and sail through impressive Hubbard Glacier with port stops in Icy Strait Point, Juneau, the state capital, Skagway, where the gold rush began, and Ketchikan, a city built on stilts over the water. Plus, you'll cruise the scenic Inside Passage and visit the cities of Vancouver and Seattle before flying home. Prices start at only $1,699 plus tax, and low-cost airfare is available too. For details and reservations, call YMT Vacations at 1-888-400-5770. That's 1-888-400-5770. Or go to ymtvacations.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
All righty, welcome back. Again, the Tar Heel song there for in honor of Dean Smith, obviously passing away today at the age of 83. And I don't know the right words, but ultimately just a mentor, a father figure to people. Such a great guy to help out so many kids. And again, I want to reiterate, it goes so far beyond the basketball floor to see the relationships that this guy has with former players that continued throughout the years. I mean, Fred, I just can't say enough about the kind of man he was. It's truly amazing to see all these different guys with the kind of relationship that they had with their former coach and how it grew and it became something more than just a player-coach relationship.
More than 50 years ago, when he was an assistant coach at North Carolina, he did something that nobody else had the guts to do. He sat in the black areas in restaurants in the state of North Carolina, in the African-American sections. And if folks are too young to know this, obviously around this country for many, many, many years, African-Americans would have to sit separately from whites in restaurants if they were allowed in the restaurants at all. Dean Smith, just an assistant in North Carolina, had the guts to do that. So forget the basketball. Forget how he treated even his players. I mean this in all sincerity. Here was a man who had more guts than almost anybody in his era, because believe me, it wasn't done by any other coach down there. And he was an assistant, so he could have lost his job. It wasn't like they were already winning with him. So my point I'm trying to make is he had the guts, intestinal fortitude to stand up for what he believed in. And obviously, as the African Americans began playing basketball at North Carolina, they either were told the story or knew the story. So obviously that would make a bond between them and
player
Dean Smith,
and coach. Sure.
Player and coach, for what he had done, but not just what he did on the basketball court. He did more important things than on the basketball court. And the first thing I just told Scott as I woke up and I go on the internet, the first thing, it made me nauseous, because I interviewed him a few times. He was a wonderful man. Anybody who ever knew him would say he was a wonderful man. And you almost want to just tear up, because even though didn't know him personally other than the interviews, he did something for this country that needed to be done, and Dean Smith did it.
Yeah, I mean, again, just an amazing person. Like we say, I said it, you said it. It goes way beyond the basketball floor. And you know, Jeff touched upon it earlier. And, Jeff, get back in the conversation. You did talk about Dean Smith and what he did for civil rights for people and whatnot, about him taking a stand and like Fred said, going and sitting in the black sections or whatever. This man stood for something. He believed in something, and there was nothing that was going to hold him back. And again, there's just something to be said about a man with this type of integrity, Jeff.
And his actions and his words will speak throughout history, because there are so many ambassadors out there of Dean Smith's message and his words. And, you know, that's why some of these African-American players want to go, you know, want to go to North Carolina, even though Dean Smith, you know, his name's on the court. You know, he's no longer with us, but, you know, I'm sure that he forever reigns over that campus at North Carolina. Take that for what it's worth, depending on your spiritual values. But I think that, he goes out there. He explained his message even in the 90s. Because he wouldn't tolerate the dog whistles that, if a reporter asked him something about the inner city and he phrased it in a way, he's like, what, you mean the ghetto? You mean the hood? You mean to find the black players? He had no shame in doing what he was doing. And I think that, it goes beyond the whites only section, in the dark history of this country. But, it goes to how he lived right up until the day he died, the day he died, which was today. So I think that Dean Smith, he's not a great basketball man. He's just a great man.
Absolutely. Again, Dean Smith passing away, age 83, said to have gone peacefully in his home. But we're talking about the way he touched lives, and we're not just talking about basketball. We're talking about off the floor and what he did for this country, like Fred said, what he did for young men. I think that truly, that's something that we forget about a little bit. Think about all the tragedies that we've had with young men going to universities. And, I'm talking about the Penn State issues. I'm talking about some of the scandals that have happened at USC. You never heard about any of that kind of stuff with Dean Smith. So it shows me the type of character, the type of integrity that he carried himself with. And for people to call him a mentor, a teacher, and a father-like figure from his former players, guys like Michael Jordan, guys like George Karl, who, if you let George Karl talk about Dean Smith, man, he'll never stop, to be honest with you. And it's so unbelievable to me the relationships that this man had with these guys off of the floor. After their careers, he continued to keep in touch with them. They continued to keep in touch with him. Again, it speaks such volumes. I don't know if you guys have played, a sport at a pretty high level and had a coach that you've talked to throughout your whole life. I mean, I'm lucky. I'm fortunate. I do have a couple of coaches that, from my young days, I'm still talking to even today. And, now, it's way different. I'm a grown man, and I still ask for advice from two coaches that I grew up with, and that they taught me a lot of what I knew on the tennis court and in the swimming pool. And it's crazy. I still find myself getting in touch with them here and there to talk about life. And this is something that Dean Smith was able to share with, God, I don't even know how many people, but there is something that is so special and so unique about a coach-player relationship that lives beyond those days of playing or swimming or whatever it is for that coach. And again, I don't know if you guys have had anything like this, but I have had two coaches that have been so close to me, and they're mentors and teachers and father-like figures to me as well. And I still communicate with them on things that, I don't talk to my parents about. And to me, that's a special bond that nobody will ever take away from me. Fred?
It's fantastic that you've had that. When I was a little kid, I started playing sports very, very young. I had some coaches at a very young age. One who ended up the UCLA volleyball coach, Al Skates, who won 18 national titles for UCLA. I've only talked to him a few times since, but things he told me at the age of 10, I've never forgotten. So, and he turned us into a winning park. Never forget mm-hmm. that in Culver City, California. I've only talked to him a few times since at UCLA, whatever, but very nice man. Very honest man, and I knew at that point, at the age of 10, that he was going far, and he went from coaching Fred, a group of friends at a park in Culver City, California, next step assistant volleyball coach at UCLA, next step head volleyball coach at UCLA, national titles 18 times over for the Bruins, and that's more than John Wooden had. So Al Skates would be my guy. But as far as the loss of Dean Smith, it made me nauseous when I woke up this morning.
Yeah.
Because, again, he was far more than a coach. He was a guy who stood up for something. And now we're in 2015. How many people even in 2015 would stand up for something like that? Most people would just turn the other way.
Yeah, great points. Jeff, have you had a coach that you were that close to and you still are in touch with or anything like that, with like Dean Smith has with a lot of his players?
Well, you know, I played for my father for many years, so I would say I do. But outside of the family, I actually don't. But my relationship with my father as a mentor and a coach goes a long way, even at 36 years of age.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. Hey, we're talking Dean Smith. On the other side, I want to switch gears and talk about something else. I'm going to surprise you guys both with it, but it's something that's near and dear to my heart, too, and I'm a little disappointed about it. So keep it close. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
I am deeply sorry for my irresponsible and selfish behavior I engaged in.
All righty. Just a little teaser. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. Got Fred Wallen hanging out with me. He's in Los Angeles, California. Jeff Rich, somewhere here with me in the Valley of the Sun, Phoenix, Arizona. Another beautiful day, by the way. Lots of beautiful days. We haven't talked about it. We will talk about the Super Bowl and some of the things that are going on with that. But you did hear that clip. That was Tiger Woods, in case you guys did not know. Bottom line is I am just so amazed at how this dude was so dang good, where he was just the talk of everything in the sense of greatness. Now, fellas, he's the talk of everything in the sense of awfulness. When you go out and shoot an 82 at the TPC here in Scottsdale, Arizona, I'm sorry, man, but that is pathetic. I shoot better on that golf course from the same exact place that Tiger Woods and those PGA Tour players are playing from. That is inexcusable. That is a guy who has totally lost his swagger. That is a guy that has totally lost his confidence. That's a guy that is never, and I will repeat, never winning another major championship in his lifetime. Fellas, have you ever seen something so disgraceful? A guy being so darn good, and now he is so darn bad. Look, David Duval was the number one player in the world at one point, and then he went away. But he did not go away the same way that Tiger Woods has fallen off the face of the map when it comes to professional golf. He is a circus show. He is not. You don't go to watch this guy play. You go to watch this guy screw up. Fred, what is up with Tiger Woods?
I'll take the other side of that bet.
He's going to win another major?
Yeah. I'll take the other side of that bet. Let's see if he ever wins another one. Jeff, what do you think?
I think it's going to be tough. I think he might win another tournament, but the pressure of majors and the way that people step, people come up out of nowhere. I mean, it's not like Tiger's just turned into Michael Jordan on the Wizards. He's turned into Michael Jordan on the White Sox.
I agree. Look, man, this guy is awful, fellas. I'm sorry. And look, I make comments that are real. They're true. I am so disappointed. You have no idea. Look, I have a Tiger Woods book sitting on my desk right in front of me, and it's Tiger Woods, How I Play Golf. So I love the guy, okay? Don't get me wrong. I'm not just picking on a guy to pick on a guy. I love the dude. At one point, man, I wanted to be Tiger Woods. I think everybody wanted to be Tiger Woods. But look, you have to continue greatness, and when you don't, and you become somebody that you're not, you need to figure out how to get back to where you once were. And this is a man that is absolutely stubborn beyond belief, Fred, and I got to tell you, there is no way. You're wrong in your statement. Look, it's great to want to have guys do well and whatnot, but at the end of the day, you're looking at a guy that finishes last and doesn't make cuts. So don't tell me that this guy's going to win another major championship when he's totally going the other way. There's no way you can tell me how. Tell me how you see this guy winning a major championship with the golf swing that he has. Do you watch this guy? Have you seen the mistakes that he makes on a golf course? You have got to be kidding me right now. He does worse things than a 20 handicap does. He dubs shots not one, but two or three in a row. That's not a professional golfer, Fred.
I'll stick to my side of the argument. He will come back one more time. I'm not saying he'll only win one more tournament. I'm saying he'll come back one more time. He's come back before. He'll come back again. He's not going to win one out of every four tournaments. He will come back. He is that talented a golfer. He's lost it for a time. He will refine.
Fred, he's asking guys on the tour for help, and they're allegedly much less golfers than Tiger Woods. Did you see him the other day? I mean, come on, man. I'm not making this stuff up. I'm not trying to make news here. I'm just coming to grips with what's going on. Again, there's nobody that wanted him to break that record more than me. Look, I wanted him to tear Jack apart. But come on, guys. Jeff, seriously, I am not hating on a guy. Again, look, a lot of times you can say, look, somebody's hating on somebody. No, I've just come to grips that this guy has lost it, Jeff.
I think it's a fair evaluation. He hasn't done anything to prove anything in the last 2 years of golf. I mean,
more than that. Come on.
The mental stuff, and you know, maybe some of the injuries are paying their toll. But how genuine do you think he is when he's pulling out at these tournaments where he's two over after 11 with injury concerns? Do you think it's just the poor golf and he wants to get off the course, or do you think he's legitimately hurt?
I think, look, absolutely. Tiger Woods is playing hurt. There's no question in my mind. Okay, he's out there. He's battling, and his body has absolutely been beat to you know what. And your body is not meant to swing a golf club the way that he swings it. Probably the way that I swing it too, to be honest with you. But at the end of the day, I don't have to make my living playing golf. And he's lucky that. He's got so much money in the bank that at this point doesn't matter. He's living off of endorsements at this point. He doesn't get paid to go play anymore. Think about it, man. If you don't make cuts, you're not making money. So he's getting paid by the endorsements and everything else that he's living off of these days. And golf at this point now, I'm serious. I'm saying this in a bad way, but it's almost like it's a hobby for him now, and he just goes along with it and doesn't expect to do anything, and he's just kind of riding it out, if you ask me. And again, that's sad. That's a guy to me that realizes he's defeated. It's a guy that has no swagger. I mean, again, you're talking about a guy that people used to fear, man. Now he's asking for advice. Come on, Fred. Tell me again. He's going to win another major? When's the major going to be? When's he going to win this major?
I don't know. Within a year or two, he'll win another one.
Within a year or two.
Yeah. He's that talented golfer. He's lost it for a time. He'll refine it. Other players in other sports have done the same. I just think that he is obviously right now at the bottom of his game. He will get back up there, and he's
not
going to
win. Let me ask you this, Fred. Let me ask you this: with the pattern that Tiger Woods has taken, and the direction that his game has gone,
right?
It's not getting better. It continues to get worse. Can we agree on that or disagree?
At this point, it's getting worse, yes.
Okay. So he's continuing the same regimen and the same deal that he's been doing for a long time. And ultimately, you need to change. When something isn't right, you got to change it. Yes or no?
Yeah, you have to change it. But sometimes it takes a little bit of time. And it maybe takes one or two good four-day performances. And he'll find it. He'll refine it. I think he's that talented. Again, he's not going to win one out of every four tournaments that he did before, but he is going to win some major tournaments before he retires. I will guarantee you that.
Fred, in your humble opinion, what was the change? Because I'm going to tell you what I think my change was, and it goes back a long, long ways. And I Jeff, think about what your thought is as to what the change with Tiger Woods has been, and it's real simple in my mind. Fred, what do you think?
Well, I just think that his marital problems certainly did not help the situation, and it put him in a light that other people had never seen before, and he wasn't used to that. And I don't think he's never come back as strongly after that as he was before, and I think that started the downward cycle. But I do think Tiger Woods will win tournaments. And again, we're talking now when he's at the bottom of the game, he will get back up, and then you'll be able to say, hey, look at this. The guy shot an 82, then he shot a 68. We'll see what happens.
I think it happened long before that. Jeff, what do you think was Tiger Woods' start or problems, demise? What led to it?
I think if you go back to the last major he won against Rocco Media, where he played 90 holes on a bad wheel, I don't think he's ever been the same since that. And that's tough because, you know, you want to credit a guy for his fierce competitiveness, but he might have cut 12, 15 years off of his career, or his viable career anyway, by trying to win one tournament at his favorite course.
I'm going to go with this, fellas, and I think when you think about it, it makes a lot of sense. Butch Harmon. When he was with Butch Harmon, dude was winning left and right, and his swing was unbelievable. And everybody feared Tiger Woods. When Tiger Woods started to think that he was better and didn't need Butch Harmon anymore, well, you know what? Things started changing for Tiger Woods slowly but surely. And look, I'm not going to disagree with you, Fred. Sure, that marital stuff absolutely gets in the way. But the bottom line is, he learned something. Don't get married. He wasn't ready to get married. He wanted to live a freaky lifestyle. But it hasn't helped his golf, and I'll tell you what, it's disappointing to say the least. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Clothes dryers are one of those modern conveniences that can easily be taken for granted. But don't let that warm air meant for your clothes heat up the wrong things. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and I'll share some dryer safety tips right after this.
Beautify your outdoor living spaces with Pavestone's elegant collection of pavers, retaining walls, patio stones, and edging. Pavestone's easy do-it-yourself products have a unique way of transforming landscapes into beautiful dreamscapes. Discover how you can enhance your outdoor living spaces with attractive and durable interlocking patio stones, driveway pavers, steps, retaining walls, pathway edging, fire pits, and planters by visiting pavestone.com.
Every year, tens of thousands of homes are damaged by fire started by a clothes dryer. In most cases, it's because the dryer has not been properly cleaned. If you own one of these appliances, here are a few safety tips to follow. Always clean the lint screen before or after each load of clothes. Replace plastic or foil accordion-style ducting with rigid metal ductwork. Disconnect, clean, and inspect the dryer duct and venting every other year. Keep the area around the dryer clean and free of clutter. Clean behind the dryer where lint can really build up. Install a smoke detector in or near your laundry room. And finally, never let a dryer run when you're not at home or while you're asleep. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
If you owe the IRS or state back taxes, listen to me. We can save you a lot of headaches and money. There are a lot of scams out there that promise to settle your tax debts for pennies on the dollar and charge large upfront fees to do it. Call Community Tax Relief. They have an experienced team that can help you negotiate a lower tax bill. They offer a free consultation, and most importantly, there are no large upfront fees. Charles owed the IRS $23,000. Community Tax Relief settled for $1,800. And Sheila's $55,000 tax bill was settled to around $4,000. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, call or save this number now. Results may vary. 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 917-1275.
GolfDiscount.com is already the best place to find high-quality golf clubs, bags, shoes, and more at the guaranteed lowest prices. Now it's also where you can win a brand-new tailor-made R15 driver. Go to GolfDiscount.com/radio and sign up for our newsletter, and you'll be entered for a chance to win. While you're there, you can write product reviews for even more chances to win. That's right, the best place for great golf gear since 1995 just got better. Head to GolfDiscount.com/radio now, and a tailor-made R15 driver could be yours. That's GolfDiscount.com/radio.
All righty, welcome back. Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Hanging out with two of my good buddies when we talk sports, to be honest with you. Fred Wallen in Los Angeles, California. Been too long since you and I have hung out, Fred, by the way. Jeff Rich here with me. Yeah, no, it has been way too long. Jeff Rich with me here in Phoenix. I've never met you, so we've got to get together one of these days. But the bottom line is we all love talking sports, and we do it here every Sunday. It's kind of like we have a Sunday meeting every week, and we get our minds together, and we argue and discuss and disagree about sports for the most part. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. 1-800-878-7529. Jump in on the conversation. Anything on your mind is on our mind. A lot of things out there. Obviously, with the passing of Dean Smith at age 83, what he meant to college basketball and the lives of young men in general, way beyond the basketball floor. Tiger Woods, I've brought that to the conversation about how this guy has completely fallen off the map and he's a circus act at these things. It's not about watching him play. It's about watching his disaster. That's really the truth. Fred's in denial. Jeff is on the fence. I've come to the realization that it is what it is, and I'm dealing with it. I wanted to see greatness. I didn't.
Andy, I want to go back to seven days ago, and you guys, I know, talked about the Super Bowl, I'm sure, in the first hour. But
To be honest with you, not much. So this segment, I kind of just wanted to go around things. So let's do it.
All right, here's point A. I'm at phoenixsports.com if you want my picks. I had the Patriots.
Okay.
With that said, at the end, after Deflategate, I was hoping Seattle was going to win, even though I'm not a big Pete Carroll guy. They had to run the ball. I don't care if he was 0 for 5 this year. He's got an historic record of history record of 86% of gaining 1 yard. On two or three downs, he would have gained 1 yard. But I'm going to say this. You got to give Pete Carroll credit. He said, it was my choice, my decision. I'll take the responsibility. He said we were going to pass one of the three times. That was it, but I'll take responsibility. Who I'm angry at is Darren Bevell, the offensive coordinator, the man who made the call originally. Now, Pete Carroll can overturn that call and change, you know, and rescind the call and call anything he wants, but the call came from Darren Bevell. Darren Bevell, during the week, blamed wide receiver Lockett for not making the catch. I'm going to say this unequivocally. If I were a general manager or owner of an NFL club, I would never hire Darren Bevell. You don't pass the buck like that. You made the call. It was a snickeroo call. If you're gonna pass, you do a play type pass. You fake it to Marshawn Lynch and then pass it. You don't do it where there's so many hands who could intercept it right in the middle of 11 guys on each side. So Darren Bevell to blame Lockett for not making the catch is low life, snake life, trying to protect himself. And Pete Carroll took the other way, where he did take responsibility. So I would never hire a guy like Darren Bevell. If I'm a player, I would never trust a guy like Darren Bevell. I'd love your guys' thoughts.
Jeff, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I think that Bevell definitely deserves a lot of the blame there. And if he was throwing his own players under the bus, that's even worse. I didn't even catch wind of that. But I'll tell you, this is a situation where Pete Carroll needed to take charge, and he's going to shoulder the blame. He shouldered the blame as he should. The decision needed to go through him in that situation when you're coaching the last 2 minutes of a championship game. But I'll tell you, I think that Bevell and Carroll maybe collectively thought that they could slide one in on Bill Belichick and Matt Patricia there, and they had a three-corner package on the field to defend the play, and they defended it perfectly. And I think that coaching ultimately wins out, and we didn't get to see Marshawn Lynch get a chance to play the hero, and it's unfortunate for just as a neutral football fan, but it is what it is, and I thought it was a great game overall, and I'm not going to let the coaching gaffe spoil everything.
No, I agree with you on that statement 100%. I mean, it gave us drama. It gave us excitement, literally, till the last second. I mean, last 15 seconds, whatever it was. Let's not kid ourselves. The Seattle Seahawks had a great opportunity to win that football game. And again, I think what we're all missing here is the unbelievable play that Butler made. I mean, look, you can question Pete Carroll all that you want and say, hey, he should have ran the ball, he should have ran the ball, he should have ran the ball. Well, you know what? He didn't. And you know what? And 108 or 109 times throughout the season, other guys didn't as well. And you know what? That's the only ball that got picked off all season long in that position. So that is the absolute worst case scenario, fellas. That is the unthinkable at that point as to what could happen. You're thinking he makes the catch, you win the Super Bowl, it gets deflected, it's an incomplete pass, you go and you run two more plays. That was the most unthinkable thing that could have ever happened at that moment. And I really think what we're missing here is the fact that that kid made, if not the greatest play I've ever seen in a Super Bowl, one of the greatest plays that we're ever going to see in a Super Bowl. Don't take away the credit from this kid. He jumped the route. He beat the guy to the spot. And don't blame the offensive coordinator or the head coach or Russell Wilson. He threw the ball to a spot where his receiver did not get to. Let's give credit where credit is due. That kid made an unreal play. End of story.
But if you're going to pass the ball, you pass it where there were fewer hands on the defensive side, meaning a play action call where you fake the Lynch and then throw it to somebody going to the sideline. So it's one against one. At this point, where he threw the ball, he was told to throw the ball, there were too many defensive hands, and that could have happened. All you had to do is tip it up in the air, and it's possible. I'm giving you, it was a real nice play by the defense, but you don't have to throw it there. You've got two or three, you got a timeout. You've got two or three more plays. You don't have to gamble there. Give it to Lynch once, fake it the next time, throw it to the sideline. One of those two would have scored a touchdown, and you'd have won the Super Bowl, two consecutive Super Bowls. And I'm a UCLA, as you know, Andy, I've been a UCLA fan since the age of five, so sure. I'm not a big Pete Carroll guy, but it was a very bad call, but I have to give him credit. He took responsibility, total responsibility. He's laughing about it. He's doing commercials about it.
Sure.
But I'm not throwing the ball in the middle of a bunch of hands. Anything
all right,
is possible.
All right.
Lynch is not going to fumble. So that's you can throw that away.
Well,
he doesn't
know that.
What do you think the odds are of an interception throwing it into the middle of a defense versus Lynch fumbling? That's all I'm saying.
Well,
the odds
season long, Fred, there were 109 or 110 passes. That's the only one from the 1 yard line.
Yeah, but most of those were not thrown where that ball was thrown. Most of those were
I know because
coaches aren't coaches aren't stupid. Most of those are play action type things. We have fake to the tailback and throw it to the sideline to a tight end or a wide receiver where it's just one defensive guy against your guy and the chances of interception are much less. You throw it in the middle there where you got how many defensive guys at that point? Everybody, because you're on the 1 yard line.
Okay, hypothetically speaking, in a hypothetical world, you have a great point. Jeff, I don't want to steal your thunder, but earlier Jeff said this. If he makes that play and he catches the ball and Seattle wins, we're talking about what a great play call it was. Yes or no, Fred?
No.
Why?
I would not say it's a great play call if you're throwing it in the middle of like 11 defensive guys, 22 hands. No, it wasn't a great call. A great call, if you fake the Lynch, throw it to the sideline to your receiver on second down, I'll give you credit, then it would be a great call. If somebody intercepts it at that point, I don't say anything, okay? Because it's one against one. But in this case, there's 22 hands there because they're all playing very close to the line of scrimmage. So, I'll give them credit if you would have faked it to Lynch and it was intercepted if you throw it to the sideline. But throwing it in the middle, that's something you just don't do.
I don't know. I think we can just continue to butt heads on this one. I give more credit to this kid for making an unbelievable play, beating the receiver to that spot. He wanted the ball more. The Patriots won the game. It was a fantastic football game, to be honest with you. And I have no problems with how it finished. It was a great game. I really truly feel that way. And if Seattle would have won it, it would have been a great game too, to be honest with you. Okay. So it wouldn't have mattered. The way that it played out was fantastic. It was a very good finish to a few weeks of a lot of questions, scratching our head, Deflategate, you name it, a few bad calls from the officials. So at the end of the day, you know what? I think we all won, and it was a great football game. And ultimately now, I think the real question is Where do you guys put Tom Brady when it comes to history of the game? Is he the best in your mind, Fred?
I grew up with Johnny Unitas, and so as a young kid, those things stick with you. So I'm going to stick with Johnny Unitas. You guys are too young to have ever seen him play, so it's a different world. But I thought Johnny Unitas was the best quarterback I've ever seen. I think Brady's in the top five that I've seen. I don't question that. But what I'm interested in, and Jeff chime in too here, is I want to see how quickly the National Football League goes after a ball boy or an assistant equipment manager who's going to have $1 million or $2 million in the bank, who's going to take responsibility for Deflategate. How long is that going to take?
You know what? Let's wait for it to happen, and then you can tell us how smart you were and how right you were. But
what do you think is going to happen? You think they're going to blame somebody above an equipment manager?
I think it's going to walk away like gas does in the wind. I'll be honest with you.
I think it's
a non-issue. And these other
Yahoos
in the media want to make this a story. Let's just talk
you
about
cheat,
what's
it's
going
a sto-
on.
Andy, if you cheat, it's a story.
Look.
You cheat, it's a story, is it not?
I guarantee you everything was very, very, very watched at Super Bowl 49, and they didn't cheat there. So
they cheated to get there.
They didn't cheat anywhere. You and these other clowns in the media are talking about this and making it in people's head. It didn't happen, Fred. It happened in your mind, okay? And that's the end of it. I don't really want to talk about it because, to me, it takes away from what really happened. And we saw greatness. Tom Brady may have put on one of the best fourth quarter performances that we'll ever see. So quit talking about the negatives and the what ifs, because they're what ifs. They're hypothetical. Talk about what really happened.
Not hypothetical.
Tom Brady won a football game, and he looked darn good doing it.
Andy, it's not hypothetical if 11 of the 12 footballs were not up to what the rules say they're supposed to be up to. That's not hypothetical. That's a truism.
This game was played 3 weeks ago. Eventually, this conversation
get over it.
Has an end.
Right. So you can cheat to get to somewhere, and then if you don't cheat in the final game, it was okay that you cheated before.
What do you think of Jerry Rice admitting to using Stick'Em? Do you think it invalidates all championships?
I mean, come on.
Well, I'm going to think twice about it, but in this case, it's right. It's the here and now.
The NFL
should have done something before the Super Bowl. Maybe suspend Tom Brady. Maybe suspend Belichick.
No,
that's not going to happen, right? We know it's not going to happen.
Way.
So you're just going to say, so they didn't cheat in the final game, that's okay. Fred disagrees.
All right, we got to kick it to a break. And before I want to break that guy's head, we better go to a break because he's pissing me and Jeff Rich off. I can tell. I heard Jeff get a little furious there, too. We'll be back to wrap this thing up, maybe knock some sense into Fred Wallen. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
My joints used to kill me.
I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
If you're looking for the perfect dentist to fit your needs, you need to call the Find My Dentist hotline. We're a free service that finds quality local dentists matched exclusively to your needs. We've been helping customers just like you find the perfect dentist since 1986. Many people want to go to a dentist, but they don't know how to find one that's right for them. So we do all the searching for you. With thousands of quality dentists nationwide, whatever you need, we can help you. From basic services like getting your teeth clean to teeth whitening, getting dentures, braces, and more. Basically, if it involves your mouth, we can find the best dentist for you. We're here 24 hours a day to help, and we even have Spanish agents available. So call now. Call 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
All righty. Welcome back. Final segment here on today's program. Been a very good show, by the way, and obviously lost a great one today. Dean Smith passing away at 83. I do want to bring this guy's just this memory that I have, and not necessarily the greatest thing for Dean Smith, but it is a great memory that I have when the Marquette Warriors won their first and only NCAA title in Al McGuire's last game, 67-59 over Coach Dean Smith and the North Carolina Tar Heels. So that's a fond memory for me and something that I'll never forget about Dean Smith. And obviously Marquette, where I grew up, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, so the only national title that they've ever had, and a bittersweet type memory for me about Al McGuire and also Dean Smith. But, fellas, it's been a great show, obviously. And Fred, you are, in all honesty, I always love talking to you because you always have a great negative spin to throw on things, and you love to always question greatness. And I think I admire that. But honestly, Jeff, you didn't answer about Tom Brady. Your thoughts about Tom Brady and his greatness?
Oh, I think that recency helps out in the game of football and the best ever conversations. I think that what Brady did, you know, equal in number to Montana, equal in number to Bradshaw, but you know, Tom Brady's playing the game, you know, 2000 to 2015 so far, and I think it's a tougher game, and I think he did it in the toughest landscape, and he's won, and he's been consistent between the championships, so I think that he definitely deserves consideration for number one, if not to be enshrined to the best.
I agree 100%. As hard as it is for me, Tom Brady is perfection, to say the least. The guy is unreal, one of the most incredible performances I've ever seen from a quarterback in Super Bowl 49. And as always, Fred and Jeff, so much to talk about, not enough time to do it. We'll get at it next week. Thanks both you guys. Thanks Scott, and we'll talk to you next week right here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Have a great day, everybody.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with